This is Terrio Media. Did you know that up to 50% of your lifetime income will be wiped out by taxes? What if you could stop this madness? Isn't it about time you play on a level playing field with the wealthiest 1%? Now you can. Tim Berry, attorney at law, shares here each and every week current tactics and strategies that anyone can implement to hack the tax code, protect your assets, and keep what's rightfully yours. It's time for Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Okay, so you set up a self-directed 401k. You've got your side business, and it's whatever, consulting, it's an eBay business, it's real estate. So you set up a 401k plan, your self-directed 401k plan, on the side business over here. And then you're still also working for the man. You're working for IBM or whoever over here. And you have a retirement plan with IBM as well. So you have this retirement plan with IBM. You have your own self-directed 401k plan. Are you allowed to participate and contribute to both plans? I got great news for you. The answer is yes. You are allowed to participate in both plans, but there's going to be certain limitations here. And by the way, I'm going to refer you over to our video on contribution limits for your 401k plan, because I'm going to start using some language that's taken from that video. In particular, with these retirement plans, the two retirement plans, the limit you're going to have is this. You're only allowed to make total contributions to the CODA account, to the what is normally referred to as the 401k account, to a maximum of $17,500 for both plans. So if you put $5,000 in your plan for IBM and you put in $12,000 for your personal plan, that works. But if you put in $15,000 for the IBM plan and $15,000 for your personal plan, that's not going to work. You're going to exceed the 401k limits. But remember, that's just one bucket of your retirement plan. There's a number of other buckets that you're allowed to make contributions to. So let's say that you only had profit sharing contributions inside your IBM plan. No big deal. And let's say that those contributions were $50,000 to the IBM plan. No big deal. If you earned enough income on your sole proprietorship, you could have your sole proprietorship, your side business, make contributions of $50,000 as well to the profit sharing bucket. So answer to the simple question, can you contribute and participate in more than one retirement plan? Absolutely, you can. Just know the contribution limits can get a little bit confusing. And so just as per normal, if you have any questions on that and how it applies to your situation, go ahead and give us a call or send us an email. We'll be more than happy to help you out. Thank you so much.
That's it for today, as we dream of a tax system that works just for you. But until then, you have Tim Berry. See you next Tuesday for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.